our analysis takes place based on publicly available information. We don't run any of the exploits or do any exact specific testing of the code that may exhibit the vulnerability. What we do is look at the publicly available information from security researchers or from the vendor, and then we start to make some determinations in deriving the common vulnerability score that, and it's based on a number of different factors that we evaluate. So we look at the English prose description of this vulnerability, and it may have something there that says that it's remotely exploitable, right? So that's a component that we can capture formally in somewhat of a mathematical way, right, that to help represent the risk. So we look at the access vector on the network. We look at the complexity of the exploit. We look at, do I need authentication in order to perform this exploit? So some exploits may not require authentication. You can perform the exploit absent that. Some may require you to be authenticated to the system. That's a factor in determining the risk overall. The other thing that we're going to look at as part of this analysis is making a determination, okay, if the attacker can successfully perform this exploit, what is the impact to the confidentiality, the integrity, and the availability of the affected system? So that is, you know, really the core pieces of analysis that take place in determining and deriving that CVSS score, that impact metric. And the great thing about having a consistent metric that you can use across a range of products is it's really, you can compare apples to apples. In the past, you know, we had different vendors using different scoring systems to represent risk related to vulnerabilities. And that is it's very difficult to do that because you don't know on the basis that they use for, you know, building their scoring system. You don't have any sort of transparency into how that score was derived. CVSS provides all that. It is a transparent scoring system. It's open and people can understand why a particular vulnerability received the score that it did.
Now, do you ever talk to the vendors to try to get more information, or do you ever talk to, say, organizations that might have been affected by that vulnerability and see what they actually saw?
Yeah, we certainly talk to the vendors. We actually have within the NVD a feature that allows vendors to post comments about vulnerabilities that affect their particular software products. So, for instance, a vulnerability gets released. We provide this information on the NVD, but that vendor may want to provide some amplifying or clarifying guidance about this vulnerability. And we can provide access where they can, you know, enter in these sorts of comments. And they're useful for people who are looking at these vulnerabilities and maybe using the product. They get some richer context and have a better understanding and appreciation for what that, you know, particular vulnerability may do based on this additional information that the vendor provides to us.